pray that some truckers would catch the bug and that they would really start to see themselves, just a handful of drivers and owner operators, that they would really get excited about thinking of themselves as missionaries, that literally they are getting in the cab of a truck that becomes a sanctuary and a prayer room, and that they turn the key and point the hood. And as they go, they really, truly are asking for, people of peace to come across their path and opportunities to shine the light and share the good news and that. So that would be key, I think, just a growing base of people that want to be disciples for Christ in this industry.
Welcome to the Jesus Stories podcast, inspiration for the road ahead. I see and hear that God is up to all kinds of great things among us, through us, and around us. But far too often these stories aren't told. And I think it's time to tell them. Because these Jesus stories have great potential to encourage us and inspire us, forming us to be a people who multiply disciples. This is a podcast of the Ontario Conference of Mennonite Brethren Churches. But whether you're MB or a friend from a different corner of the Church of Jesus, I'm really glad that you're here, and I'm pretty sure these stories can be a blessing to you too. I'm your host, Ryan Yancey. Thanks for joining us. People are meeting Jesus, and it's time to tell these stories.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan here with a quick note. I'd like to apologize for the poor audio quality that we've had for the last couple of Jesus Stories episodes. As you might expect, I'm a bit of an amateur in this territory, and over the long haul, I think the audio has been okay. But the last couple have been a little bit rough. And actually, this one here, Darren's quality is fine, but mine, the gain is a little bit hot. You will hear that. You might be distracted by that. The good news is that Darren carries the bulk of the conversation. So yeah, just wanted to apologize and let you know I will be doing the work to address this so that going forward, the listen will be a little bit more pleasant. So thanks for joining in. And I trust that you will be formed into the likeness of Christ through another Jesus story.
I am quite pleased to have with me for this episode of the Jesus Story podcast, Darren Milley. God has called Darren Milley into a disciple-making initiative in the trucking industry, and it's called PowerServe. We're going to hear all about that today. And Darren with PowerServe have partnered with the Ontario Conference of MB Churches. Now we're figuring out along the way how to bless him, how to support him, how to spread the word and get this up and rolling so that, folks across the trucking industry would encounter Jesus, so that Christian truckers would be discipled to share the gospel, all that good stuff. We want to see the kingdom of Jesus grow in this realm. So Darren, thank you very much for joining me today. Good to have you.
Hey, awesome, Ryan. Thanks for making space for this. I'm really excited to share.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right off the hop, Darren, I'd love to hear a bit of your passion. So Darren's quite passionate about this, which makes sense. That's awesome. And I think that if we don't get to this right off the hop, he might get a little bit antsy because it's his passion. So Darren, just why, of all the different realms of society where you could be intent on making disciples, why the trucking industry? What is God formed in your heart, in your awareness, that you've just had this tug, this pull, this passion? Yeah, let's hear that story.
Oh man, there's about 9 different ways I probably could go off on that, but a couple front of mind. I mean, there's 350,000 truck drivers in Canada, approximately 3.5 million in the United States. So it's a huge demographic. And so just the idea of being able to touch into a place that is significant that way is kind of exciting, but pretty untouched in ways. There's a couple of great ministries that have been around for a long time that have been as their main purpose, trying to figure out how to reach these people for Christ, but haven't seen much in terms of those who are trying to disciple them. And by that, I mean to give them the tools so that they can actually, in the weirdness of the trucking life, and it is peculiar, to be able to be fully alive, passionate mm-hmm. disciples of Christ that view themselves as mobile missionaries zigzagging across the country. So I think that the size, the untouchedness of it in some ways, Plus, I believe, and I know we share this, Ryan, I think God has a soft spot for the marginalized and those who are on the kind of the fringes. And so our theme verse, you know, for the trucker ministry is Luke 14:23, that when Jesus says to the servant, the master says to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in that my house may be filled. And I think, highways and the byways, right? And so it's those people that are often not thought of, and truckers, having been involved in the industry off and on for over 30 years, I've seen it. I've seen these people that really are living on the edge of society, and by design and by necessity, they're just not able to slip into the normal flow of life. Mm-hmm. And so how does the church reach them? How does the church equip them? Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm just, I love these guys and gals that are out there doing this. Mm-hmm. Truckers love to say that if you bought it, it came by truck. Yeah. Look around, everything you touch came by truck. And so I think, why not the gospel? Like, why not equip these people with tools designed for them, and give them that sense that God is looking at them, that Jesus is extending a hand to them saying, I will equip you to be my ambassadors. And everywhere they go is everywhere anyone goes. And so the gospel can get into the crazy corners and hard places of the world as these people are equipped to go in with it. So I'm pretty stoked about what it could mean if we saw a real sense of awakening in these people's hearts that, hey, I'm actually not just delivering a box of whatever and you know, in the trailer, but I'm actually bringing gospel with me. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing Jesus with me wherever I go. So
cool.
That's
So we imagine this like massive network of mobile missionaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the vision of God. Yeah.
Yeah. Loaded, coming to loading docks, coming to diners and truck stops and it's absolutely good. Engaging with tow truck drivers all over the place.
Absolutely.
And now, I mean, we'll get into this in a few minutes, but now with the, all the digital tools that we have at our disposal, as they're sent out, and then you're able to pour into them, invest in them, disciple them as they're out and about. And we'll jump into this in a few moments, but like many of the folks, especially long haulers, that like, it just simply doesn't work to be, Sunday mornings, pretty hard. Wednesday nights, like not an option in terms of like Bible study group, whatever, right? Like our usual, like in the flesh, let's get together, just isn't possible. So we'll get into that a little bit more in a few minutes. Darren, what's your story? How have you arrived as a disciple making trucker in 2024 in this unusual little bunch called the MBs? What's the story? There's a few stops along the way.
There's a few waypoints, that's for sure. To go way back, I started my education in engineering. And so I finished my first year of engineering at Western and realized it wasn't where I really could see myself. And so I went out and got my A license, my commercial license, and took a couple years off and just thought, okay, a little boy that loved Tonka toys and had loved these big trucks going down the highway, I went out and got my license and started doing that just as I was seeking the Lord to figure out what he had for me. Ended up going to Bible college and then going off and pastoring. And then a weird turn, especially as an MB guy, a weird turn. I ended up as a police officer with the OPP for 10 years and then went back into vocational full-time ministry and have always found myself in either smaller churches or church planting settings, that kind of thing. And so having the commercial license in my pocket was always a place where I could, you know, bring in a few extra bucks and, you know, maybe be bivocational before it was a thing we talked about. And I would just drive a bit of truck to bring in some money. And it's kept me with kind of a half a foot in that world all the way along. After working to plant a church here in the Ottawa area and coming into the MB world, and I gotta say, just falling in love with the MB family, with the heart of who the MB are as a people, with the humility and the passion to see churches planted and gospel communities started and Jesus made much of, we ended up in another weird MB turn. joining the military and becoming a military chaplain, which no one was more surprised maybe than me. But so then God used that piece, almost 7 years of full-time chaplain work, to put in some of those tools that we could then bring all together. And so I guess the short answer, which maybe ties it together, is you take a chaplain and you take a pastor and you take somebody who has a heart to see, disciple making movement stuff happening and missional communities happening. And then you mix in a kid that never stopped loving trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you kind of weave it all together and it's like, okay, it's a mix that leads to this. And so, it really is a blend of all those kind of things. And I have to say, Ryan, you know this. I mean, I've just found so much support within our MB family saying, yeah, these are people that we want to figure out how to reach too. And so it just has all kind of come together, time and place for this. So
nice. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when we have all kinds of different experiences and passions. And then when we arrive at these moments where it seems like God weaves a bunch of different seemingly disconnected threads together in one, it's like, this is what God's prepared me for. This is who he's made me to be. So it's cool, absolutely. Cool to see that. Yeah. So with the MBs, folks will often hear the terminology, the phrase missional expressions. That's in this latest iteration of the last couple of years, as we think of how do we share the gospel here in Canada? How do we make disciples of Jesus? And so we're talking about missional expressions, and missional expressions can include a church plant, as we've commonly understood it. How do we do church planting well? And then also disciple making initiatives of various forms. And our desire is that with any disciple making initiative, that becomes a church, becomes a community of disciples, whether that becomes something that looks like how we've experienced church or even a different type of community. But we want to take risks of faith. We want to enter into new territory. We want to go to the world rather than expecting them to come to us. So anyway, that's just a little bit of an introduction to this idea of missional expressions for us. And so Darren and PowerServe are one of our more recent missional expressions. And so excited about that and to spread the word and continue to get our people behind this. You mentioned earlier in your earliest comments, Darren, you kind of hinted at just the unusual nature of life for a trucker. Let's spend a couple more minutes there. Could you, like, just for audience, we see truckers on the 401, we at least on kind of like a concept, we can conceive of the fact that everything that we have arrives to us by truck, but honestly, many of us have very little idea what the day in and day out is for one of these cowboys of the road. So give us a glimpse into the life of a trucker and why even, you've expressed that this is a realm of society where it's maybe especially dark, or it's just there's just brokenness. It's a hard life. Yeah. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I just want to reach back to say that, mm-hmm. And this is my heart. The local church is the hope of the world. Like, I just believe that with all my heart. And so what we're trying to do is not in any way designed to replace the local church, but to connect with it and to be a bit of an arm, of a local church. So as maybe pastors or leaders from churches are wondering, hey, what's this all about? The goal is to be a linkage, right? To get these people to somehow be able to plug in. Mm-hmm. But you're exactly right. I mean, the life is hard. So there's kind of three different categories. There's the long hauler, there's the mid hauler, and there's the local people. Local people are, just running around the cities and, ending up at home every night, which is kind of what I'm doing at this point, although I run across to Montreal every day and back home at night. But even for those people, the days are really long. So a truck driver in Ontario can drive for 13 hours a day and can work for 15 hours a day. And the majority of the people who are in the industry are making, maybe $20 to $25 an hour. So most of them work, a 70 hour in 6 days a week is a trucker's life. And so regardless of what kind of driving you're doing, you kind of think about it in those terms that 70 hours in 6 days. And then at the end of those 6 days, you need to take a day and a half off is the way that the Ministry of Transport regulates it. And so the local guy, you know, or gal gets home at the end of a hugely long day. They leave before the sun comes up. They're home before the sun, or after the sun goes down. And it's really hard to have a normal rhythm of life. And so that's the one category. The mid haulers, they're people that might be out for 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 days, 5 days. And so they'll run their hours, and they'll be home at the end of those 6 days. And so, they might leave on Sunday night. I've got guys I'm working with who will, they'll jump on the truck on Sunday night, and they might be home the following Saturday. And that's the rhythm of their life. And so any kind of meaningful, normal, consistent connection with the local church is just really hard. Midweek Bible studies, forget it. Even Sundays, depending on the way their reset days fall, they may or may not be able to find their way to their church, even if, like, if they have a home church. So, and then there's the long haulers, and those are people that will go, you know, oftentimes coast to coast. And so, there's some guys I'm working with that, you know, they'll point the truck west on, you know, day one, and they'll literally run their 70 hours out. And they may be in, you know, Wyoming when they run out of hours. And then they still got to get to, you know, where they're, the California or wherever they're going, and then they'll load up and then turn around and run back. And so those kind of people, some of them can be gone literally 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks at a time. And you know, that's the rhythm of their life. And so any kind of connection, you know, meaningful connection, meaningful relationships with the local congregation is all but impossible for those people. And then the other sort of side category are the owner operators. And so those are people who do all those three different sort of genres of trucking, although I'm not sure anyone's ever used the word genre with trucking before, but we'll go with that. Those are people who do what they do, but then when they get home, now they're into the maintenance of the truck. Right. And so, as I joked with you before I came on, I was just out working on my truck in the driveway before I came on with you. And so those people will do their day, or they'll do their week, or they'll do their 5, 6, 7 weeks. And then when they get home, then the work begins to make sure the truck is up to spec and that everything is working the way it's supposed to. So you kind of add a second job on top of the job if you're an owner operator. So within all that, you know, as a former church planter who went through all of the sort of the MB training, one of the things that we learned before we planted was, you know, before you go in as the planter or as the missionary, you gotta exegete the neighborhood. Like, you've got to understand who these people are. And so we've spent the last 2 years actually owning our own truck and doing this job, so that we could actually understand what the rhythm of life is like. And I can honestly say that there's ways that it's blessed and opportunities where it's wonderful, and it's really hard. Yeah. And so we've got to experience both ends of that. And so my heart, my passion is to help these people who love Jesus, who are doing this job, to figure out that there is a way to do it and thrive. And do it and serve the Lord. But it's not going to happen by accident, just because of the nature of it.
Cool. No, that's good. So PowerServe is the name. And then there are a number of different avenues and resourcing points. One of the things that I really appreciate, Darren, as I've heard your heart and as this vision has developed, is your heart to disciple truckers. You know, there are a number of other ministries, within the trucking industry, but that are geared a little bit more toward, you know, evangelism. Let's get folks to make a decision. And that's marvelous. Like, super grateful for that. And no doubt you carry this desire that through your resources, folks will meet Christ for the first time. Mm-hmm. But the sense of, like, how do we disciple truckers, those who are already in the thick of things, those who are already on the road? How do we prepare them to be carrying the gospel? And as evidenced by, I think it's your latest or maybe your second last video, and the title being "This is a call to Christian truckers, step up." That one being a little bit more direct and whatnot, but many of your videos that you're producing are geared toward for guys who already have, you know, an openness to Christ. Maybe they're walking with Jesus, but just need that that encouragement within the realm. And so, father trucker. Why the father trucker?
That's our YouTube channel. And so you've hit it on the head. When we started doing the YouTube, we drop a video every week, usually Thursday or Friday, it comes out, 5 or 6 or less than 10-minute videos. And for the first sort of season, they were a little softer, a little gentler, just trying to sort of get a sense of the lay of the land. But yeah, I really feel the Lord saying in the last bit, we're not trying to attract the masses with this. We're not trying to necessarily draw in a lot of people that haven't already made that decision. Although if they find their way on the channel, that's awesome. But the goal is to disciple existing truckers. And so the Father Trucker idea came about. I was when I was in the military, I rode with a bunch of motorcycle guys in the military called the Canadian Army Veterans Riding Club. And so we, the CAV, we rode together, and affectionately, I picked up the name Papa Smurf. So that's kind of what I got stuck with. And you, there's no video with this, but if you look closely, you can see, oh yeah, that makes sense. I can see how that can happen. And so that idea of, you know, of the father illusion of, you know, somebody who cares and wants to pass on, you know, helps and support and equip and all that kind of stuff. And so it was actually my kids who said, you know, there's a very popular YouTube channel out there that has a different name that I won't say on the podcast here, but they were like, well, what about the Father Trucker? And so it was kind of this illusion of, you know, wanting to be a safe place and a place to call people to maybe to step up and help equip them and that. So the Father Trucker, yeah, it's designed, and it's going to be even more so increasingly as we go forward, to be that, you know, once a week kind of nudge to say, okay, you know, here's a tool, here's a piece of the puzzle, here's how to get through, you know, this challenge, but to do it on purpose for Christ. And truckers love trucks. And so we try to highlight, you know, some truck stuff in it. And so the truck we own is affectionately known as Big John. It's a Western Star, which thankfully was a Canadian made truck for years. And so it's just it's a bit of a link to try and get these people to go ahead and click on that and then hear what Jesus has to say about how to live for him in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah. So on YouTube, you know, various long form videos and then shorts as well. And yeah, just kind of, it's the language and the experience of trucking. And so, yeah, titles, the video I never wanted to make, jaw dropping, wait, good days, check engine and an empty grave. I dropped the trailer. And I think, is it your most viewed video, Darren, a few thousand views where you ditched your trailer?
Yeah.
So just being real. And that's you know what, that's what's interesting. And that's people can identify with that. So yeah. And then also on TikTok, short form, and the handle being at the Father Trucker, there's a hyphen between the hyphen father hyphen trucker. We'll have all the information in our show notes for folks to check out. But head on out there, subscribe, and definitely that invitation to, if there are truckers in your life, please share this with them. Let's get the word out. So yeah, why don't you give us the whole overview, Darren, in terms of how all this works in terms of PowerServe and the videos you're producing, and then how that leads in toward the trucker toolbox, and just give us like the whole big vision of PowerServe and then the different pieces and how they all fit together.
Yeah, right on. So the initial launch was the YouTube. And so that's the hope and the plan with that, is to get out and get a bit of a cross section so people can access it easily. Then the next release will be the Christian Truckers Toolbox. And so within that, there's tools that the Christian truckers can access. So we've got a partnership with LL Ministries. So if there are people that are needing, you know, just some help with some of the inner demons they're battling with. And I should say that, you know, I would say probably more than the general population, there's issues that truckers deal with that come with loneliness and, you know, issues with pornography and all that, or just, I know they're common societally, but they're really common in this world because of the loneliness. And so totally. Some of those tools that they'll be able to access.
Just to jump in, Darren, like, you know, some would say that the, you know, the core or the driving factor for all addictions is a lack of connection.
Yeah.
And so if you're isolated, you're out on the road, like, it just makes perfect sense. So this is a breeding ground for addictions, no doubt across the population, but maybe a little more susceptible with being so isolated. So yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so the Christian Trucker Toolbox app will have a doorway that truckers can go through to get some help and support with some of those kind of issues. They're able to access financial discipleship coaching through a ministry called More Than Enough that we've partnered with. And so those people are wonderful in terms of helping anybody, you know, deal with some of the financial struggles of life. Truckers, especially owner operators, have just such a huge challenge, especially in this economy, to try and survive and thrive. And so that's a doorway they can access. Right now, media is a huge library of resources for Bible teaching and discipleship tools. And so that's a part of the toolbox. And then the last one, and this is the one I'm really stoked about, is teaching some of the drivers how to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. And so the goal is to make disciples that make disciples. And so the truckers will be able to go in and there's a Father Trucker video about the gospel presentation, but they can also partner through that with some other ministries that will help teach them how to effectively share the gospel. But the most, I'd say the most important thing with phase one of the toolbox app is they're able to connect with a trucker chaplain. Mm-hmm. And so they can click on a button on the app and it'll take them into an email that will be daily accessed by chaplains, qualified chaplains. And so yours truly, I'll be monitoring that. But pretty exciting that Transport for Christ, which is one of the oldest trucker ministries in the world, actually, they've agreed to partner with us and supply chaplain support. So anyone who clicks on that link to talk to a chaplain will be able to access a chaplain quickly and a qualified chaplain. What I'm excited about is phase two of the app will then take us into another level. So we'll start setting up Zoom rooms where truckers can actually click on it through a chaplain, then access other truckers and fellowship together and share some of the stories and challenges with each other. So a bit of church fellowship on the road. And then we're excited about a feature on the app that will come out in the second release, which will help them find a trucker-friendly church. And so I've been blessed to share the message in a few places. And one of the things that excites me is churches that are willing to step up and say, hey, you know, we would love to care for these people when they're passing through our neighborhood. How can we do that? And so they'll be able to, truckers will be able to click on a link. And, you know, for example, maybe they're passing through the beautiful community of Zurich. And right. As they're passing through Zurich, they click on the link and they realize, hey, there's an amazing guy named David Wicks, who's pastoring in Zurich, who happens to have a soft heart for this. And they maybe can pull up and park the truck and go in and have a coffee and a prayer with someone like that. So that to me is what's super exciting. And the goal is that eventually that'll be a North America wide network. So wherever they're going, they'll be able to click on that button and it'll lead them to a church that has a soft spot for truckers. So yeah.
Good stuff. No, that's lots to take shape. And maybe, Darren, this is as we imagine this vision unfolding and timeline and all that, like you're working full time as a trucker right now. Yeah. Do you have a sense in terms of how God is leading you in terms of being co-vocational arrangement of time? Like once this app is released, it's gonna take a bit of time. That's very exciting. Yeah. How do you imagine that piece working itself out? How's God leading there?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. And I think you know, I have a heart to stay bivocational mm-hmm. if I can. And so if I can keep the wheels turning actually behind the wheel, I think there's a credibility in that. And I think it'll keep me grounded, you know, and aware of the struggles, because they're always changing as the trucking industry shifts, and it is shifting, you know, where people are dreaming about things like automated, you know, self-driving trucks. Well, there's about 350,000 Canadians that would prefer that didn't happen. But as those things are out there, it's nice to be in the industry to know. But I think as things do unfold, and as the need grows, and as the need to develop more tools and more supports and more networks, I'm open to the idea of shifting more into a bivocational role. So if I can pull, you know, a couple of days out of my week to be able just to dedicate, as I mentioned, again, having a team of chaplains is awesome. And so I'll be able to lean into them. But I think it really does require leadership to make sure it stays on course and stays consistent to what we see it being. And so, yeah, as God provides, we'll make that shift. Step by step.
Awesome. Good. circling back to the app, what is the date or approximate time for when that will be launched and available? And then how can our folks get a hold of it?
Yeah, so we're just finishing the beta testing. So we released it to a bunch of stakeholders in the Apple forum first, because Apple always gets their way first. And so we did that, and we've worked out any of the kinks in that format. Our beloved Android friends just got their swing at it. And so we found a couple things that needed just to be tweaked a little bit with that. And so it's right now back with our developer, just literally making one last little tweak to it. And so my guess is, certainly this spring, we should be starting to advertise it. The heart with it too, Ryan, has been to do it in a really sort of slow and organic way.
Yes.
Don't want it to under promise or over promise and under deliver. I'd rather under promise and over deliver for people. Transport for Christ, for example, has just given us this amazing amount of support, where they're saying, hey, wherever they go, they'll take it with them. And as you kind of alluded to, TFC, their first priority is seeing truckers get saved. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Their second priority is discipleship. And so they want to be able to lean in with us as we do what we do and that. So, but they're willing to take it out there and to highlight it and to share it. And so, you know, but we just want to turn the tap on at a measurable rate.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's unfolding with it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. And just to repeat that, we'll see in terms of the timing of this conversation, the release, and when that app comes out. But we'll have all the contact information in our show notes. But if you ever have any questions at all in terms of connecting with Darren or any of these resources, please reach out to myself, RJANTZI@onmb.org. And I would be absolutely thrilled to get you in touch with Darren or pointed to the resources. So Darren, for say the average, say there's a ministry leader listening to this podcast, your average church member, how can they get behind this? How can they support you? What role can they play in helping getting PowerServe, you know, out to the masses so that folks would be discipled in the way of Christ?
Yeah. You know, I think, at the risk of sounding obvious, please pray.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. I love what Derek Prento has kind of helped teach a bunch of us, this idea that, you know, church ministry, planting ministry, evangelism ministry is actually prayer ministry. And I really believe that's mm-hmm. true. So pray that God would open doors, the right partnerships. Mm-hmm. And so far that's been the case. And so we just would covet that kind of prayer for opportunities. And then pray that some truckers would catch the bug, and that they would really start to see themselves, just a handful of drivers and owner operators, that they would really get excited about thinking of themselves as missionaries, that literally they are getting in the cab of a truck that becomes a sanctuary and a prayer room. And that they turn the key and point the hood. And as they go, they really, truly are asking for, you know, people of peace to come across their path and opportunities to shine the light and share the good news and that. So that would be key, I think, just a growing base of people that want to be disciples for Christ in this industry. Yeah, beyond that, I think, you know, the question for a church to ask is, what level of involvement would we like to have? And so if there's a ministry leader that says, you know what, we would like to be on that app as a trucker friendly place, or maybe there's a person in a church who says, you know what, I could actually, you know, answer a few emails and maybe step up in a bit of a chaplain role. Mm-hmm. One of the things that the military thankfully taught me how to do is to multiply, to be what they call a force multiplier. And so when I was a chaplain, we trained a group of people called Sentinels, which were kind of a ground level on the ground in the unit chaplains working with the chaplain. And so I've got the ability to pass on some training and some knowledge, skills, and abilities to people who are willing. So if a church said, hey, we'd like to train up a chaplain in our midst to be a part of this team, then I'd love to make that connection with them and pour some resources into them so that they could do that. And then I guess lastly, maybe as important as anything else. You know, if you see this information and you're like, hey, I know a guy or a gal who's a driver who loves Jesus, and I would really like to sort of direct them towards this and help fan that flame in them, then by all means, like, send them our way, and we would love to get some resources into their hands. And then lastly, if, you know, we're blessed to have this wonderful partnership with ONMB and with the Missional Expressions team. And if somebody or a church decides that they would like to put some money towards this to help with the costs, right now they're not exorbitant, but developing apps and managing a YouTube channel and all that kind of stuff, there's some costs involved with that. So if churches wanted to do that work of supporting local mission, then by all means, no salespeople will call, but if they want to give, then it can happen through ONMB and the Missional Expressions team. And we would be very, very faithful stewards of any resources that would come in, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So a number of ways to partner. And one of the points that I'm increasingly finding joy in my role with ONMB is inviting people to give financially and to get behind good things that God's up to with their resources, because it takes time. It takes, you know, we got folks editing the videos. Oh, I got to give you a hard time with this, Darren. So we were at Darren shared about PowerServe at our convention, our annual gathering of MBs in St. Catharines in February. And he made reference to the folks that when they're off the clock, they're kind of putting in their hours off in their truck, and they sit there and they pop a VHS into the player. So that just suggests that Darren is not the most tech savvy of all fellows. Yes. He's finding his way, but folks are not, they're on TikTok. They're not pumping in a VHS tape. That was a comical moment, and just a slip of the mind. But to say that Darren does have some good folks working with him. He's got a video editor, another fellow that's working on the app, and we've got some connection as well with a communication strategist. And so just like those are people that are behind this and that are working to make it happen, and that requires resources. So I'm just like, I'm excited, you know, with the folks that I engage with, the people across our churches, and just to say, you know what, like, as you consider how to use your own resources, what God has gifted you with, the work of your own hands to help enable other kingdom initiatives, disciple making initiatives, like just seek God on that. And if there's, you know, a ministry opportunity that catches your heart that you have a passion for, like, I want to make it possible to connect your financial resources to make these happen. So whether it's PowerServe or another initiative, just that invitation to partner with what God's up to. And maybe as you listen to this catches your heart. You're like, oh, I totally see the need. So anyhow, that, and as Darren mentioned, pray. Like, would you, those of you who are listening to this conversation today, maybe the end of the episode, maybe you're still driving or you're still out for a run, or maybe it's taken a few minutes before you hit the hay or not off tonight, would you take 5 or 10 minutes and could you today pray for Darren? Could you pray for PowerServe? Could you pray for the people who are watching these YouTube videos, TikTok videos? Would you pray for the folks who will, the first ones that will log on to the app and imagine what it would be like to be equipped as a disciple maker? Would you pray today, the day you're listening to this conversation? And then would you commit to praying in the days ahead? And then if you're not a pastor, could you share this with your pastor? Could you share this with other truckers? So yeah, just to add my exclamation mark, lots of opportunities to partner and to engage. So yeah, it's a joy to, on the ONMB side of things, to get behind what God is stirring. And this is our heart, right? Like, if we have people in certain segments of society, people with certain giftings and passions, and they're asking the question, how can I make disciples in this realm? We want to get behind that, cheer you on, help make that happen. And that's kind of what we're up to with Darren here. So yeah, Darren, do you have any closing comments or any territory you thought we might get into in this conversation where we've not tended to this point?
Yeah. And I guess the other thing I would throw out there is I love to open God's word. And so, you know, if somebody was saying, hey, I'm really stoked about this you know, we'd love to have you come down and take a Sunday and bring the message and link it together with God's heart for those who are out on the highways and hedges, then I'd love to do that and count that a real privilege and joy to be able to do that. But yeah, Ryan, I just think it's so exciting that the Lord sees the marginalized. He sees, you know, those who are on the fringes and loves them and he seems to have a soft spot for shepherds. And so, you know, I like to do a bit of a parallel with the modern day shepherds who are, you know, making sure that the product gets to market. I love that. I guess the other thing I'd love to just sort of draw attention to is, as I've shared this message, whether it was at a convention or at different places, it's so exciting to see or to hear people come up from, you know, from the congregation and say, hey, this is what I've been doing. And if I can just share, there was one gentleman that came forward when we were doing our breakout session at convention. And, you know, he was a peach grower and he just had an abundance of peaches and didn't know what to do with them. And so took them down to his local truck stop and walked around the truck stop and handed little baskets of peaches to truckers and said, thank you for what you're doing. And I just thought, what a beautiful thing. And so, you know what, maybe there's ideas that somebody has in their church, things they've done. I wouldn't recommend like setting up a truck wash. You know, you can do a free car wash for your neighbors, but a truck wash, though much appreciated, would probably get through one truck probably in the day. But if there's a, you know, if you have some creative ideas that you think, hey, we would love to do this, or we'd love to, you know, support in this way or that way, if it's something that we haven't mentioned, but it's something in your heart or something you've seen, please reach out, because I'd love to hear it and love to be able to share some of those stories too.
Yeah. That's good. That you'll have to get that gentleman, the fellow who shared the peaches. You got to get him on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here, real story. Other side note, have I ever told you that my very first job in high school was washing transport trucks?
No, you didn't,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. That was like, I don't know, like 13 through 18. That was like weekends power washing the trucks on. And then the flatbeds and the vans. Yeah. It was good.
I'll see that. You got to, there's a dormant trucker chaplain right there, brother.
There we are. There was a time, probably my early 20s, we were just kind of imagining life and I was heading toward bivocational ministry and in a house church and whatnot. And kind of, that was an option I was kind of praying into, was part-time trucker, but maybe that'll be a part of my path yet again. So yeah, bless you, Darren. I'm grateful for your obedience. It's a joy and an honor to partner with you, and I'm excited to see how God leads us. May God give you much favor. May God open up doors for deep partnerships, and then just open up those pathways for people to get on the app, be equipped, and share the gospel.
Yeah,
May the Holy Spirit fill you and sustain you in your work as well. Good. Yeah. So the request that we extend, you're a brother of ours within the MB family, this particular tribe, family of churches and ministries. Would you pray blessing over ONMB as well before we finish our time?
Yeah, I count it an honor. Yeah. So Lord, we thank you for family, and that within the body of Christ, there are families. And I thank you for the ONMB family. And the characteristics of our family. And I thank you for the humility that as a group of churches, we walk in, and that there's a desire to hoist the flag of Jesus and to make much of you, Lord. There's just that posture, Lord, that we want you to be celebrated, and we will do all we can to make that happen. And so, Lord, I pray for every church within our ONMB family, and I pray for all those churches that are somehow connected to hearing this message, this podcast. Would you just pour out your Spirit upon each place? Would you sustain the leadership in each place? And Lord, I pray that you would give a fresh vision for what you're doing. Lord, even as you've sparked a passion in my heart for this group of people, I pray that you would be sparking passions all across our church family, that there would be people that we would be seeing that maybe we've missed, or parts of our communities around us that maybe we haven't noticed, but that you would give us eyes to see and just ears to hear what you're doing. And Lord, we just long to see people come to know you, people come to love you, people that they would be made right with you and redeemed by your work on the cross. But Lord, we also want to see them grow up into full maturity in you. And so may that just be this next season ahead of us, where your church just continues to grow and thrive. And thank you for the special blessing it is to be a part of the ONMB family. So bless them, and thanks for this opportunity, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May it be so. All right, friends. Well, thank you very much for listening in. Go check out the Father Trucker on YouTube or TikTok. And if you'd like to get in direct contact with Darren, you can email powerservechaplain@gmail.com. So yeah, thanks, Darren. It's always a joy to talk. May you be filled with the Spirit today and in the days to come.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks again for listening to Jesus Stories. It's my hope that this conversation has offered hope for your road ahead, for your journey with Jesus, wherever he leads you. Be sure to catch the next episode and the one after that by subscribing to Jesus Stories wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you've appreciated this, please help us spread the word, sharing the episode however that makes sense to you, via social media, shooting someone the link, or by word of mouth. To track with the MB family here in Ontario, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at ONMB Events. And I also invite you to follow myself as I serve as the ONMB Ministry Director at Ryan_ONMB. For more information, you can also check out our website, www.onmb.org. And last, if you have a Jesus story that you think I ought to feature on the podcast, please pass that along. You can email it to me at rjantzi@onmb.org. Thanks again for joining me today. Have a great day, and I encourage you to keep your eyes out for Jesus stories around you, because God is up to all kinds of great stuff.